You always feel like that, you can end up playing in the league, but you just never know. It's kind of like a dream. So, right now I'm just kind of being, it's kind of surreal to me.
You definitely had, guys you looked up to coming up. I love watching Marshall Faulk, Priest Holmes.
Shoot, I wanted to be a basketball, what you call it. I always used to watch the Space Jam and everything. I wanted to be like Michael Jordan, so I wanted to be a basketball player coming up.
West Virginia has a fumble recovery. Carl Joseph, ball's loose. Corey James, Washington, touchdown.
Rashard breaks a tackle. He's in the free.
With the 2016 offseason came a fresh crop of rookies for the Oakland Raiders. Young men with the hope of grabbing one of the coveted 53 spots on an NFL roster. At the head of the class sits a highly touted safety out of West Virginia University.
My name is Carl Joseph. I play safety from Orlando, Florida.
Joseph is really the special player that West Virginia relies on to make plays in the secondary.
What a huge hit from Joseph.
And then he gets hammered. That ball is intercepted.
He's unbelievable. He really is.
I grew up in Haiti, so NFL was my first thought. I didn't know anything about professional football. First, I thought I was going to be a professional soccer player or a doctor growing up in Haiti. But once I moved over here, started playing football, and I fell in love with it, and I knew that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Who's the best safety here?
I'm the best safety out here. I think I'm the best football player in this draft, honestly.
We got a live one.
Then you're going to get a playmaker, somebody that's passionate and loves football, a great leader. So I'm going to come in and do everything in my power to help the team win. When I got that call, it was just, my heart just started pounding fast. I saw the Cali pop up on my phone. I was like, man, and I had to run out the room because everybody just like started screaming all of a sudden. But I couldn't really explain it, man. It's just probably one of the best moments of my life for me and my family.
Sac Passé, what's up, Raider Nation? This is Carl Joseph reporting live from my hometown, Jacmel, Haiti. Just want to say thank you for making me your number one draft pick. Y'all won't regret it.
Going back to, my country where I came from, what made me the person I am today, I wanted to do something like that. I was dreaming about doing that, so it was kind of cool that I got to experience that with my family. I also wanted to do something that I could have everybody in my family be a part of. And I still have a lot of family in Haiti, so I wanted them to be a part of it too.
Being drafted was just the beginning for the new Raider. Over 3,000 miles away, a new home awaited in the Bay Area.
How you doing, man? Love it, man. I can't wait to go see the whole city. I've never been to Cali, so first time out here. I'm excited to see the facility, meet everybody. I didn't realize it was gonna be that close to the airport, but it was a good ride.
What's up, man? I'm home.
Coach. What's up, man?
Coach, how you doing?
All right, good.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, welcome.
Well,
come on in.
Second time.
All right. Good to see you. You're going back to the equipment, huh?
Yep.
Get them all set?
Yes.
Come on in. Don't jump out of the camera.
Yeah,
don't let the cameras roll, baby.
Getting out of the camera.
I'm trying to jump out of it.
First up, I was spitting rhymes in the school park way before. This is in New Jersey. Yeah, we'll alter it.
I don't think there's another color that I would look better in than silver and black.
Wait, see, I keep smiling. Okay, stop smiling. I got to put the bean mug on.
I can't pick the better team to be a part of, or organization to be a part of.
Can you see the smile on my face? I'm happy, man. I'm excited. Excited to just get everything started. Excited to just get to work.
With a new surrounding, Carl Joseph got to work, showcasing his ability as a first-round pick.
It's going to be all on me, just how much work I put in. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
We like Carl. Obviously, we took him early in the draft, and he's working at it, doing a nice job with the different ways we're trying to utilize him.
Right now, I'm just taking it one day at a time, taking all the coaching I can, and just trying to get better every day.
Earn everybody else respect, you know, before anything else, I got to earn those guys respect before I can come in there and just try to play with them.
He's very passionate, very smart, loves playing ball, always trying to find ways to better his game. We paired him with Reggie Nelson. It's been a fantastic experience, veteran for him, and they've connected very well.
Carl's been doing his part, and, you know, I've been doing my part trying to help him. If he got any questions, you know, I'm always there to answer the questions. So, I mean, Carl doing good. He's doing his part.
Knowing that he's right next to me gives me a lot more confidence. It eliminates a lot of mistakes on my part as well, just because he knows what he's doing. So just watching him, so it helps a lot. Like Coach Jack said, return to greatness, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. Just happy to come out here and compete with the guys.
Among the 2016 rookie class, the Raiders gained a potential dynamic duo in players who are out to prove they are not to be underestimated.
I'm DeAndre Washington. I'm from Missouri City, Texas, and I play running back. It was definitely always a dream of mine, you know, growing up, watching some of the, you know, the greats. Be on the field with some of those guys now is kind of, you know, still a surreal feeling to this day, but I definitely feel like I had the ability to play at this level.
Like I told Coach DC, I said, everything with a ball, I'm good at it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I say.
My name is Jalen Richard. I'm from Alexandria, Louisiana, and I play running back. I come from kind of like a basketball family. Like, I'm the runt. I'm 5'9". Everybody else is like 6 foot something, and I'm 5'8", 5'9". So, you know, I guess God just made me to play football.
They both measure in at 5'8". But Washington and Richard took separate paths to realize their dream of becoming NFL players.
I had been watching the draft for 3 days. I just got tired. And I was getting ready to step out, and then something just told me, you know, just wait a few more picks, And I think it was like 2 picks later, I got the phone call, you know, from the Raiders, man. It was just a happy feeling. I had my family with me, my friends, and, it was just good vibes.
Looking forward to doing some big things for the Raider Nation.
You know, Cali, it was beautiful, man, just to get out and, experience a different culture, a different environment. I think that was the biggest deal.
Here at the A's game, man, with the rookie class, man, to join the view.
And Raider Nation, what's up? We here.
Well, one rookie experienced the highs of being selected in the NFL draft. Another experienced the lows of going undrafted.
On draft day, man, I was thinking, maybe I had a chance. I didn't really have the best pro day that I wanted to have, but I knew that I had the film work for somebody to take me on. So I go that day and I go undrafted, and I'm just like pacing, like, you know, that's a day that really put a lot in your mind, a lot of negativity in your mind. And then my agent calls me and tells me that, the Raiders want me to come in on a trial basis. So I'm like, dang, they just want me to come in on a trial? Like, I'm better than a trial, you know. And then on top of that, I was like, dang, that's the only team that wants me. But my parents encouraged me, like, you only need one to believe in you. You only need one opportunity, and just make the most of it. So I came in, and I was like, man, it's football. Let's have fun, and let me show them, you know, every day that I belong here.
Hey, just another day to grind. It's all we about, man. Raider Nation, man. Just a grind every day, getting better, man. Just another day to get better, man.
Drafted or undrafted, the young running back secured valuable roles on the Raiders' offense after emerging as players to watch through the 2016 offseason.
Rookies out here working, man. Can't wait to join the vets, man. Looking forward to the beginning of the season, man, but right now we're just working every day, every play, every rep.
For both of us to be performing the way we're performing, man, it's real cool. Can't wait to, you know, continue to, like, grow next to him. We definitely feed off of each other. learn off of each other and compete with each other.
I think we just thrive. I think that's, you know, competition brings out the best in people. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's making not only us better, but I think it's making the team better as a whole, you know, as we continue to compete with each other. So, I mean, I love it. You know, it's all love in our room. You know, we critique each other, good and bad. So I think that's what makes our room as special as it is.
They're just two really good football players. You know, I can't pick out a difference. It's just they're both really good.
I think both of them can run just about any concept. They're good inside, good outside. We love throwing the footballs to them because they've got good hands, and then they can make people miss.
I just enjoy the confidence that the coaching staff has in me, and you know, I continue to grow within their confidence and along with my confidence to be able to continue to make an impact.
I just wanted to come in and you know, with my head down and just work honestly, man. And, you know, that's what got me here, so I didn't want to change my approach. And I think, you know, it's been working so far, and, you know, it's still a lot of work to get done.
Every rep, every play, every snap, man. Get better at something, you're getting better, getting worse.
Hey, man, that's a grind, baby. Ready Nation, though.
I'm Corey James. I come from Delro, Texas, and I play linebacker. Some people kind of find me quiet. I mean, I come from a small town, too, so there's not that many people to talk to, first off. So what kept me busy was always playing sports, you know what I mean? My mom always put me in sports, my mom and dad and everything, so that's what kept me busy.
I really always dreamed of going pro at something, you know what I'm saying? Because I grew up playing all kinds of sports, soccer, baseball, basketball. So I really just wanted to be a professional athlete at something. Shoot, I wanted to be a basketball, what you call it. I always used to watch the Space Jam and everything. I wanted to be like Michael Jordan, so I wanted to be a basketball player coming up.
For the young athlete, basketball could never outgrow his love for the sport his father used to play.
He's the one that would kind of watch film with me, like back in college. I know he would always try to get my game tapes and everything, try to watch film. He still be doing it right now. So yeah, he's a good support.
Before joining head coach Jack Del Rio's team, the versatile linebacker from Del Rio, Texas, felt the tension as each round of the NFL draft passed him by.
Man, it was stressful process. I try to keep a positive mindset, and then probably like the fourth pick of the sixth round draft, the Raiders picked me up. So, I mean, blessed.
Feel great being here already, man. I can't wait to get started with the new team and everything, man.
Got you a pair of gloves, you got weightlifting shoes, you got tennis shoes. I thought you were an Under Armour guy, so
yeah.
I put Under Armour in there.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a little overwhelming, but I mean, I got settled in. Once I got to the facility and saw all the other draft picks and everything, it kind of settled in.
Like most rookies, James encountered the challenges that come with adjusting to an NFL setting.
Shoot, it was kind of a culture shock. Everything moving fast and everything. You got different motions. The whole speed of the game has changed instantly. So that's something that I had to catch up to.
It didn't take long for the former Colorado State standout to get used to the NFL stage. Through the preseason, he impressed coaches with his ability and speed at the middle linebacker position.
Nice snap to Barkley. Gets it to Penny, but right there waiting was Corey James.
James has done pretty well here tonight. I think he's going to continue to do better.
Training camp and preseason, he really stepped up and he showed a lot. You know, he's a big, strong guy, very instinctive, plays really hard, and he makes plays.
Don't feel like the moment is too big for him.
feel like he's settled in and competed.
Despite his early success, number 57 isn't taking his opportunity with the team that drafted him for granted.
In the back of your mind, you always think you can get cut any time. So you just really, I was trying to focus on getting my job done and making plays. I'm blessed to be here. So I mean, I'm trying to give everything I got for this organization and for this team and everything. So I mean, I'm really happy to be here. I'm really trying to stand out.
Excited, ready to go. Let's get it, baby.
In the 2016 NFL season, a handful of talented rookies arrived in Oakland to seize their opportunity to achieve greatness. For undrafted free agent Jalen Richard, week one presented a storybook beginning to his NFL career.
Welcome to New Orleans.
That was my first NFL game I ever been to. First time in the Superdome, back in my home state. Couldn't have been written any better.
Just started doing something special, man. This is just the beginning. All right, let's ride out. Let's ride and die together.
Release him today, man. Release him. Don't man.
By any means. We got to get this win by any means, fellas.
One, two, three. Right. Keep coming.
To have my first carry go for like my first NFL touchdown, 75 yards. The only bad thing is I didn't keep the football.
Hand off to Jalen Richard, straight ahead, back pedals in the hole, breaks free, 40, he may go, he's gone. One guy can catch him, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders.
Trying to win, gotta win, man.
And to impact the game like that and to help us get an emotional win, close win like that to start the season off, which, you know, I feel like that win, you know, jump-started our season.
And the Raiders get out of New Orleans, the Big Easy, with a hard win, but they win on opening day.
After the game, I was teary-eyed. Like, it was a real good story. It'll be a day I'll never forget.
Start today. Get to go out there and make plays and do what I love, man. It's a perfect day for football.
It was definitely a little nervous feeling out there first couple drives, but you know, drives went on, started slowing down, started getting a little more comfortable out there. It felt good, man. You know, game started slowing down, series went on, but I felt like we did a great job.
My goal coming into the NFL was to at least, to first of all, make the team and then be on all special teams and everything. And my goal for starting was going to be later on down the road, probably within the next couple of years. But, I mean, it happened fast, so I'm here now.
Big game today. Ravens are 3-0, one of five unbeatens left in the NFL. They're in first place in the AFC North. Raiders are 2-1 and 2-0 on the road. Richard makes the first guy miss. Gets a block from McDonald. 30. Gets one. 25 on Zach Moore. 20. 15. 10. Sam Cook, the punter himself, will save the touchdown. The pocket rocket. Jalen Richard with a 48-yard punt return after a 48-yard punt.
Washington.
Yeah, I mean, he had some good looks, man. Good blocking up front, great blocking, matter of fact. And, you know, I was just able to get a crease and get skinny and get a big run.
In college, you know you're going to be here. Like, you're on a scholarship. You're not going nowhere. So I think what the biggest difference is, you know that every day you know you got to be on your A game.
We at home. Protect the house by any means. By any means, you protect our house, man.
It means everything to me to put on that black and silver, man. It's a feeling that I just really can't explain because, you know, this was that one team that really gave me an opportunity to, you know, prove that I can play on this level. And I'll forever be, you know, in debt to Raider Nation.
it's special. Just seeing how passionate, you know, our fan base is, and it's just it's a surreal feeling. It's a humbling feeling, and you know, I'm glad to be here.
Hey, we gotta make a play. We gotta make a big play right here.
Gonna heave a bomb. Inman, double coverage. He goes down. Kyle Joseph intercepts. Gets a block from Amerson. 40, midfield. Tries to get wide. He's hit by Inman from behind. Carl Joseph with his first interception in the NFL.
Felt like that's what I needed to kind of get a confident boost that, you know, after not playing football for almost over a year, definitely felt good to get that first pick.
Put job on interception and a return, all right? But you guys got to communicate every single play, okay? All right?
Terrence West lost the football late. The ball is loose. Corey James forced the fumble.
I was just trying to focus on doing my job and not messing up, trying to make some plays.
Four rookies with a similar dream, to continue along a path to greatness. With the remainder of their debut season ahead of them, they each focus on writing their own legacy.
I want to be remembered as one of the best to ever play this game, and that's my only goal.
How I want to be remembered at the end of it all is just a playmaker, a star that somebody that never comes off the field.
I want to be remembered as somebody that had fun playing the game and did everything they could to win.
You look around this facility, you see a lot of great men that came through here. You know, a lot of work put in to be on these walls, man. So I just, you know, hopefully one day I can have my picture somewhere hanging around these walls.
Selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLticketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.